Romans chapter 8 tonight. Let's go to the Word of God for a few moments here. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Just feel to preach this tonight. I know we've talked about this before, but God is with us. Amen. If God be for us, praise God. Praise God. What an exciting thought. What a tremendous truth that we can find in the Word of God tonight. Amen. Let's pray and let's ask for the help of the Lord right now. God, you're my healer. We pray for your healing upon Sister Kimberly tonight. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon the Word of God. We ask you to move tonight, touch us, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You can be seated tonight. God bless you. Amen. This is a very exciting truth tonight. And the exciting truth is that God is for us. Amen. When we were baptized in his name, when we repented of our sins, when we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it was God's favor upon our lives. I've been looking at this for some time now, and I have been talking to other ministers along the same lines, that there is the favor of God for mankind. And in this particular season here at Christmas time, we see the advent of the birth of our Savior, which tells us God is for us. It lets us know that God cares about our future, that God cares about our eternity. In fact, the Scripture says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world, so loved the world. Amen. And God's love is infinite. God's love is superb. God's love is beyond comprehension. It is something that we cannot fathom, that someone as holy and righteous as him would come to this world and die for a sinner. Amen. And not only for the sinner, but the Bible says that he died for his enemies. We cannot comprehend that tonight. We cannot fathom that tonight in our mind, that God would do that for his enemies. But it is a revealing truth tonight that God is for us. Amen. That God really cares about our future, that God really loves us that much. And when we came to repentance and we began to pray, amen, in a good Holy Ghost-filled church, praise God, it's easy to get the Holy Ghost. It's easy to pray through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidenced with speaking in other tongues. Amen. And you know why? Because where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. Amen. Liberty to be saved. Liberty to be healed. Liberty to be blessed in your life. Amen. I believe that children can receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. My children received the Holy Ghost somewhere around 7 or 8 years old. Your children received the Holy Ghost, some of you, when they were just little toddlers, little kids running around the church. Amen. And that shows us tonight that this is very accessible. It shows us tonight that it is very available. Praise God. That God is for us, that God is not withholding any good thing from them that walk uprightly. Praise God, it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Amen. He will not give us a snake for a piece of bread, or a stone for an egg, or however that scripture goes tonight. Amen. He's not going to do that because he is our heavenly Father. Amen. He created us in his image. He made us the way that we are. Praise God, because he wants to have that close relationship with us. He really does. Amen. And I may not be shouting and jumping here tonight, but I want to minister along the lines of this truth here. Praise God. Colossians chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 8 there. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And so the Bible says here, let no man spoil you. I want you to know tonight that there is a spirit in the world today that will try to spoil you with philosophy, false beliefs, and it is the job of the ministry. It is a part of the job of the ministry to expose false doctrine and false teachings and to give us a true understanding of what the Word of God means and what it has to say for you and I. Amen. But I want you to know it goes more, there is more to it than just false doctrine that comes from time to time. And over the years, we've seen many incidents of that. And it comes and it goes. It does not catch hold. It does not have any length to it, because false doctrine is not a sound foundation. You know what? If we're going to live for God and we're going to be saved, we've got to have a strong foundation in our life. Well, praise God. Got to have a strong foundation in our life. You got to have some things established in your heart. Amen. Some basic principles in your life. Amen. One of them is I'm going to serve God with all of my heart, mind, strength, soul, with everything that's within me. Somebody told me tonight, I was asking somebody, are you ready to shout and run the aisles all night? Amen. And they said, well, I've got a migraine headache tonight. And then they said, but you know what? That doesn't stop anything. We're just going to keep right on going. Amen. You know what? That's a solid foundation. That's a solid foundation. It doesn't matter if your voice is a little bit off. I've got a call of God to preach. And so by the help and the grace of God, I'm going to preach the Word of God. We got to have a solid foundation, but it's more than just that. Those are the very basic and the very simple. Amen. But it goes much deeper than that. Go to Romans chapter 8, Brother Fred, and get me verse 28 through 30 and read that for us tonight. Should be right there.
And we know that all things work together for good.
All right. And we know. And we know. Everybody said, I know.
I know.
We've got to know these things. We've got to have it down deep in our hearts. We got to know that there's only one God. And when a false doctrine of Trinity comes along, amen, we don't accept that. We don't listen to that because we've established some things. We know some things from the Word of God. I remember when God revealed the oneness of God to me, and it was such a thrill, and I've never laid that aside. Amen. We know tonight that in order to be saved, you must repent of your sins, be baptized in Jesus' name, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We must know these things. Amen. So that something that comes along that's flashy and all of that, and yet it does not have the foundation. If it does not pass the test of the foundational truths in the Word of God, we're just not even going to go there.
Amen.
Not going to be enticed by this. It's like a no-brainer, as it were. Amen. We know tonight that in order to be saved, we must live a holy life. Well, praise God. I've been talking about that a little bit around here lately. And we must live a holy life. We can't just live any way we want to live. We can't just do anything we want to do. There are some requirements if we want to be saved. And that's a no-brainer as well. Amen. But there are false teachings that have come along that said, oh, that's just a dress code. Amen. We've dropped the dress code and we're not doing that anymore. Folks, it's not a dress code if it's in the Word of God. It's doctrine. Amen. It's teaching in the Word of God. It's not a dress code. It's not the rules of the church. It's not that we have a strict pastor. Amen. But it's the Word of God. It's based upon the principles of the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. You need to know why we preach what we preach. You need to be able to see it in the Word of God and understand it and love it and begin to live it in your life. And that way, when any other spirit comes along that says these things are not that important, you can just out of hand reject that and say, no, that's not the truth. I'm not going that way. Well, praise the Lord. And I'll tell you tonight that you can spend the rest of your life trying to figure out everything in the Word of God. But the Bible says we see through a glass darkly. Amen. There are a lot of other things in the Word of God that we can learn and glean and get a hold of. Amen. As we walk with Him. But the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ are the foundation upon which we stand. Amen. Repentance, the doctrine of baptisms, praise God, the resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. When folks come along and say there is no eternal judgment, and there are churches within this area right here that actually believe that there is no eternal judgment. But we know the Word of God, and we know. There's some things that we know. And Paul was not just addressing doctrinal things here as far as knowledge and understanding the Word of God. You say, well, I don't know how I feel about that. You need to get your Bible out and read it and begin to study it. Amen. It's not just enough to read the Word of God. You got to get it out and study it. Find out what it's all about. Those that are strong in the Lord, amen, and are desiring more than just a bottle of milk, amen. But they're wanting a good old barbecued steak. Praise God. There's the milk of the Word, and there is the meat of the Word. Amen. And you've got to press in. You say, well, I don't understand. There's a beautiful scripture that says, if any lack wisdom and understanding, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. And so if you'll pray for wisdom and understanding and knowledge, God Almighty will begin to open up that wisdom and knowledge to your life. Amen. But there is an area here that I'm afraid we don't have established in this knowledge situation. And we all struggle with this because of our makeup, because of the way that God made us. We are subject to vanity. We're in an environment that is vanity. We're living in a world and in a body of flesh that feels a lot of things. So very sensitive, this body that God made us. It's just amazing to me how little inflections you get impressions, and it's amazing how we can feel things. We can feel the slightest breeze that's blowing. We can hear sometimes the slightest sound that takes place. We have such a keen sense of smell. Well, praise God. Most folks do. And you can smell things and you can feel things. But you know what? God gave us a soul, and so we feel spiritual things. We feel the realm of the Spirit. We feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can feel God in our lives, and God made us this way. And so it's awesome in one way. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. It's a wonderful thing, but it's also a fearful thing. Because that heart that is within us, not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart, the heart of man, amen, that makes up his personality, that or his spirit and his heart, that makes up his personality and makes up things that go on in the mind, amen, the thoughts that go on in the mind. Those things can get out of control if we're not based upon knowledge. There has to be a foundation for your thinking process. There has to be a foundation for what goes on in your heart. Amen. Jesus talked about that the hearts of many should wax cold. And so it's a slow process of getting bitter. Amen. It is a slow process of becoming critical. Amen. It is a slow process that takes place. The heart can be deceitful. In fact, the Bible says the heart is deceitful and it is desperately wicked. Amen. He's not putting us down. That's the way He made us. Your heart has the capacity to be desperately wicked. Amen. It can drive you to murder. It can drive you to theft. It can drive you to all sorts of terrible things in your life. Amen. That's what the heart can do. And so we must be careful that we don't develop our doctrine based upon our heart. Well, praise God. I appreciate y'all helping me here tonight. I know we're all tired and we're ready to jump, shout, and run the aisles and all that. But you know what, Fred? You can't base the foundation of what you really believe in your life on your heart. Because the heart is deceitful. Your heart will say, go, man, go. But the Spirit of God could be saying, stop. Amen. Or the Word of God will say, stop. And so we cannot base our doctrine of our beliefs upon our feelings. I'm going somewhere here tonight. And we know. What does it say now? You thought I was finished with that.
That all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
All right. Praise God. You know what? It's not just knowledge based upon what's in the Scripture, but it's also in the Scripture. It says, by His stripes we were healed. I'm gonna minister on this here tonight with a sore throat and everything. I'm just going to preach it right in the face of the devil here tonight, because I'm telling you, that's what the Word of God says. It's not based upon how my throat feels tonight. It's not based upon what the doctor says. It's not based upon the circumstances. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. It's not based upon the circumstances of your life or what you're going through right now and how disturbed you are or how upset you might be. You got to stop yourself. You got to stop yourself and get off of the boat that's out in that water that's just going every different direction. Amen. Jacob said of one of his sons, you're as unstable as water. Amen. Just a little wind and all of a sudden you start moving all around and you get all excited and upset about things. I'm telling you what, folks, we need to have a foundation in our life. Well, praise God. Need to have a strong foundation that comes from knowledge. We know that all things, everybody said all things, that's in the Word of God tonight. That's not Pastor trying to build us up into some exciting emotion here tonight. But it says all things work together. How does it work together? It works together because God is for us. He proved it when He came to this world. He proved it when He died on the cross. Amen. He proved it emphatically when He washed our sins away in baptism. He proved it when He filled us with the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. And He wants to prove it over and over by being our healer. He wants to, well, I know that's what I'm trying to preach here tonight is I'm afraid we've gotten off of some doctrinal things. Amen. When it comes to our experience with God. God wants to fill us with the Holy Ghost so much that He went to Calvary. Did you know He wants to heal us so much that He went to the whipping post? And then He went to Calvary and shed His precious blood. Amen. It's available to us. It's for us. God is for us. He's not against us. Amen. And the false doctrine arises when we say, well, if it's the will of God. If it's the will of God that I be healed, then he'll heal me. Well, that's like saying, if it's the will of God that I get the Holy Ghost, he'll fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I've seen people like that. My wife's Uncle Harold, they talked to him about the Holy Ghost, and he said, well, God knows where I live, and if he wants to give me the Holy Ghost, he can give it to me. But you know what? He never got the Holy Ghost because it was not a part of his foundational belief. But when we get to the place where we realize that the Lord wants to save us and that we need salvation and that he's the only one that can save us, guess what happens? We receive the Holy Ghost. We come to God in repentance. We turn our life over to God. Things begin to change in your life. And old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And it grows and all of that. Praise God. I challenge you tonight to get your Bible out and do a study of salvation and healing. And you'll find in many places in the Word of God that salvation and healing are just like this right here. They're very, very close together. Amen. And not only just healing, but the gifts of the Spirit as well. Discerning of spirits. Amen. Acts chapter 19. You don't have to turn there tonight. But when they received the Holy Ghost, they prophesied. These are people that didn't know anything about the Word of God. This is people that just believed God is for us. God is for me. Amen. Do you believe that God is for you tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God is for me tonight. I feel a healing in my throat right now. Well, praise God. I remember the Saturday that Brother Reed's mother came to the church, and she had taken antibiotics, and they called me, said, we need to pray for Brenda, and she came in that door of the church. Praise God. Came in and walked down the aisle, and she was doing this. She was scratching everywhere. She was broke out all over her body, and those antibiotics had it was not helping her, but she was having an allergic reaction. We came, and she sat down on the front row here. This is a Saturday morning. It wasn't in a church service. There was no musicians here. There was no preaching. There was no building ourselves up into faith and all of that. But we sat down, and I began to talk to her. I don't remember exactly what I said, but we talked about the love of God, that God wants to heal us. And I told her, I said, Brenda, we're going to pray. And so we began to pray, and while we're praying, she's itching herself, and it didn't seem like anything was happening. And so we stopped for a moment. I said, Brenda, God really wants to heal you today. And so I said, we're going to pray one more time, and when we pray, you're going to feel that itching begin to leave you. And you're not going to feel like you have to itch. She was like on fire. She said her skin was like on fire, and she was itching. She was having that reaction. And I said, it's going to diminish, and you're going to know when it diminishes that God is here and he's touching you. And then just go ahead and thank God for the rest of your healing. And so we began to pray. And guess what happened? God honored his word. Amen. And all of a sudden, the itching began to go away. And I said, you're feeling better, aren't you? She said, yes, I am. I said, we're going to pray one more time. And guess what happened? God filled her with the Holy Ghost right here on the front row. Did he do it, Brother Reed? Amen. God did it right here on the front row. Amen. On a Saturday morning, she came in itching all over her body. She left. She said, I don't even feel hot. I feel cool all over. God is for us. God is for us. And that incident right there shows us she was not even living for God. She didn't attend the church. She didn't have, you know, she needed the Holy Ghost. God is for us. God is for the sinner. God is for his enemies. God is for the ungodly. Amen. And I'm telling you what, God is really for his bride. How much more is God for his bride? Praise God. If he loves everybody, but what about his bride? Oh, he wants to bless his bride. Praise God. I'm just feeling after the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel this in my spirit and in my heart. Amen. God wants to bless you, Anna. Praise God. I want to pray for you right now. Come on, let's pray right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you'll take this headache away in Jesus' name right now. God, you're my healer. You're Anna's healer tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for divine healing right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Open the door. Oh, praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank him for it, Anna. Thank him for it. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, God can heal Anna. God can fill your mother with the Holy Ghost. But I don't know if it's the will of God for me. We got to have a foundation. We got to have a solid foundation that we're standing on tonight. Amen. That says God is for me. God is for me. Fred, he wants to bless you. Been praying for you lately. Amen. God wants to bless you, Garrett. Amen. Because he's for you. God wants to bless you, Tessa, because he's for you. He's for us. Amen. Brenda, he wants to bless you because he's for you. Amen. We feel sometimes like our situation is different. But think about it. When you say, I feel, we're not basing our foundation tonight upon how we feel. We're basing it upon the Word of God and the knowledge that we have established as our foundation. Amen. Do you have a need tonight? Are there any needs in this place? I'm telling you what, God wants to supply those needs abundantly. Let's stand together right now. And I think we're just going to have a time of prayer. Praise God for those that have needs in this house. And if you're sick, we want you to come. Amen. But if you don't come, amen, then go home. Get your Bible out and start looking at divine healing. Start looking at God's relationship or his desire for relationship with you. Praise God. Brother Howard was talking about it, and he said, just tell people God will heal them. There's no pressure on you. That's the Word of God. I'm telling you tonight, God will heal us. God will heal me. Praise the Lord. I'm praying for divine healing in my life. Because I need it. Amen. I don't know why it locks up when we start talking about this. Because I think we trust in our pills and we trust in our doctors. And I'm not discounting those things. I'm really not. Amen. Doctors have saved my life more than once. But I'm telling you tonight, it was God working through them. But I'm not depending on that. Amen. I'm not going to get into this medical situation where every little thing that comes along, I'm just going to depend on myself. Amen. And please don't take this out of context tonight, but I'm telling you, God is for us. Wouldn't it be just better if God would just completely heal you? Wouldn't it be better? He took 40 stripes on his back, and don't tell me he just stood there. Well, he was God, and he didn't feel the pain. If we could hear the screams that came out of that beating room when the first one struck his back, the screams that came out of his mouth as the pain went through his body, he did that, my friend, because he wants to heal us. He took on the sickness and all of those things right there. By his stripes we were healed. Amen. He loves you. He loves me. He cares about your family. He cares about your children. He cares about our future. He cares about your job situation. He cares about your financial situation. He cares about your marriage. He cares about every aspect of your life. He cares about your church. God is for us here tonight. And if you're sick, I want you to come right now. Praise the Lord. I want you to come right now. Praise the Lord. We do this when folks need the Holy Ghost, right? And we expect God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. And He does. Amen. Let's do the same thing with divine healing tonight. And let's just say, God, You're for me. I thank You. You're for me. You're for me tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray for healing.